a cash safe. That impressed me. There were three teachers. One taught music, how to play the harmonica, flute, guitar, or xylophone. Another taught puppet making, and the other showed us how to draw on disposable plates. I liked it. It was a change from all the other pressures in my life. In the beginning, there were only a few of us kids at the workshop, but soon there were more than 50. After 6 months, Maria Eugenia asked me if I wanted to represent the working children of Korabastos on a special council of young people who were part of the Children's Movement for Peace. The organization she worked with and which supported our workshops, Defense of Children International, had been invited to send a youth delegate to the council. They had chosen me.
Aminsul learned quickly that life in the marketplace was difficult, dangerous, and unfair, especially for street sellers like him. Small merchants paid security guards to steal from the street sellers and push them around. It reminded Aminsul of what happened to his family's farm. Armed men took it away from them because they were too weak to fight back. Aminsul began to believe that the strongest and richest always win, and the poorest and weakest always lose, and he didn't think it was right. Aminsul compares the violence in the market to what he experienced when his family was forced from their farm. The strongest and the richest always win against the weakest and the poorest and get what they want. He sees that there was no justice when the armed group took over their house, and there's no justice in the Korabastos market. When he was 12, Aminsul began going to a workshop for working children. 6 months later, the leader of the workshop invited him to join the Children's Movement for Peace. She made Aminsul the youth delegate from the Korabastos market. Aminsul says that he was chosen to represent the working children of the market, so I can guess that a delegate is a representative. Let's find out how Aminsul liked his new job. Keep reading from the last paragraph on page 147 with, "I hadn't been chosen by anyone for anything before."
I hadn't been chosen by anyone for anything before, but it was okay with me. Through the council, I met Farlis, Juan Elias, Mayerli, Joemir, Wilfrido, and a lot of other young people involved in peace activities. Iván Darío and Gloria from the Scouts, José Luis from the Red Cross, Mónica and Marta from World Vision, Davy from Pro Familia, Dilia from Red de Paz, Javier and Camilo from the Colegio San Bartolomé,